Devin Olson is the city manager in the city of Munising. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are you today?
I'm well. Getting close to the weekend, so there we go. MEDC, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, earlier this week sent out a press release about the city being redevelopment ready. What does that mean?
So the MEDC's Redevelopment Ready Communities program, RRC for short, is a program that was developed about 6, 7, 8-ish years ago, and the city of Munising became engaged in 2017, and it is a program designed to assist communities in kind of streamlining their development process. And development process internally in a municipality is typically your zoning, in sometimes building codes, things like that. However, in the city of Munising, we only handle zoning. And what it has been is it started out with identifying our strengths, also weaknesses, so basically a SWOT analysis, and from there gauging where we needed to kind of create a little bit more ease in the process, as well as create an established zoning process for applications, kind of make it easier for developers or anybody who wants to come into the community, whether it be a resident who wants to build a single-family home or even a multi-million-dollar multi-use development. It's geared at everyone. And what it started out as is identifying those weaknesses, and then along with that came technical assistance through the MEDC. And the technical assistance is funding that was designed to assist communities that were involved in the program to financially achieve the goals, which a lot of smaller communities, Munising included, we have tight budgets. And when we start talking large projects, large basically overhauling our processes, it does take a lot of staff time and also money. And that is something that the MEDC came up with as part of the process, is creating a technical assistance fund. And we worked with a QPAD partner with us, as well as a downstate planning agency, to kind of create the master plan, which we finished in 2020, and that was the majority of that was done by QPAD, which is Central Upper Peninsula Planning. I'm sorry, I can't remember the last portion of it, but it is I just know it is QFED. It's always been QFED. But that's where it started, is identifying the master plan, going through, working with the Planning Commission. And when the master plan was adopted, we really used that as the framework of where do we want the community to be in 5, 10, 20 years. And immediately, quite literally the same month that we adopted our master plan, we engaged in the complete overhaul of our zoning ordinance. And the zoning ordinance is the tool that's used to achieve the goal set forth in the master plan. And the last couple of years, go ahead.
Well, might this give you the opportunity for more funding than this designation down the road?
Yep. So we updated our zoning ordinance along with a number of other things like our public participation plan. But the big benefit moving forward is it qualifies just not the city but also developers to receive additional funds from the state. And a lot of the grants that are coming through the MEDC now for community development have some sort of requirement for engagement or certification of an essential RRC community. So we've achieved that. So now it's opened up a whole different avenue of funding for us moving into the future.
And do you expect to take advantage of that in the short term? Perhaps some projects that have been sitting on the back burner, so to speak, maybe moving forward a little quicker if you can do some applications?
Yes. And really what we typically have been working on is our DDA chamber is very involved with the city. And that is the agency that does a lot of the applications, a lot of our placemaking, which is basically developing your downtown with nice, colorful items, making it an enjoyable place to be. And we have nothing in writing at this point because it's so recent, but I would not hesitate to say that our local DDA or the city will hopefully be taking advantage of those funds in the next year or two.
Devin Olson is with the city of Munising as the city manager. He's been with us talking about the MEDC designation of a redevelopment community. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.